Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we take complex stuff, break it down, and give you those key insights so you feel like you've really got a handle on it. So let's start with a problem pretty much everyone runs into. Spreadsheets. You know, you kick off a project, track some inventory maybe, because hey, it's easy, right?
Yeah.
Familiar.
Right. Super quick to get going.
Exactly. But then maybe you hit 1,000 rows, maybe more, and suddenly it crawls. Or you've got 5 people trying to edit the same file. Chaos.
Yeah, and forget about building anything serious on top of it. No security, no real structure. You basically hit a wall.
You've outgrown it. That's the spreadsheet disaster.
That is the classic scalability crisis, yeah. You find yourself needing, well, a proper database, something powerful, secure.
But those are often, let's be honest, pretty intimidating. SQL, schemas.
Yeah.
It feels like you need an IT degree just to start.
It's like this huge gap, isn't it, between simple and flexible and powerful but complex.
That gap is exactly what we're diving into today. Now, before we get into the tool that's trying to bridge it, a quick word about our supporter for this deep dive, SafeServer.
Yes.
Because if you're looking at tools like the one we're discussing, tools that give you serious control, maybe even self-hosting with things like Docker and Postgres, well, SafeServer is all about providing the solid infrastructure for that kind of setup.
Helping you manage that power.
Exactly. Supporting your digital transformation, giving you control. You can find out more at www.safeserver.de. Okay, so our mission today, we're taking a deep dive into Teeble. The tagline is the next-gen Airtable alternative. No code Postgres.
Quite a claim.
It is. We need to figure out how they stick a user-friendly, spreadsheet-like face onto, well, a serious database engine like Postgres. And crucially, how does it avoid the usual traps of no-code tools where you eventually hit limitations?
Right. How do they make that power genuinely accessible?
Let's unpack it. Starting with the basics, what is Teeble, simply put?
Okay. Fundamentally, it's built as an AI-driven no-code database. The idea is that anyone can use it to build pretty powerful applications.
That's ambitious.
Well, that's the goal. It's designed to take messy data, you know, stuff sitting in documents or chaotic spreadsheets, and quickly give it structure, turn it into a working app. Fast.
And the key for that accessibility, I guess, is the interface. It looks like a spreadsheet.
Exactly. That's the hook. If you know how to use Excel or Google Sheets, you look at Teeble and you think, okay, I get this. It uses that familiar grid.
That immediately lowers the barrier, doesn't it? No steep learning curve right off the bat.
Precisely. And it's built for real-time collaboration, like a Google Doc, but, you know, for structured data, multiple people working together.
So it feels simple, but what about the features? Is it just a basic grid?
Oh, no, it's packed. They've included all the stuff you'd actually need. Formula support is there, which is critical. You can add custom columns, do batch edits, convert field types, under Dardo, proper history tracking, comments for collaboration, plus importing and exporting data easily.
Okay. Sounds like standard table stakes, but good to have. What about working with the data?
Yeah, that's where it gets more powerful. Strong validation rules. Filtering, grouping, sorting, aggregation, all the tools you need to actually analyze and manage potentially large amounts of data right there in that familiar interface.
So it's trying to hide the complexity behind that friendly face.
That seems to be the core design philosophy. Make it approachable, but don't skimp on the power tools.
But a spreadsheet view is just one way to look at data. What else does it offer? This is where a lot of simple tools fall down.
Right. And this is where Teeble starts feeling more like an application builder. It offers multiple views. You're not stuck in the grid.
Okay. Like what?
Well, you've got the standard grid view, obviously. Then there's a form view, which is great for just entering data cleanly. Think surveys or sign-up forms.
Makes sense.
Then a Kanban view, you know, like Trello boards. Perfect for managing workflows, tasks, sales pipelines, moving things through stages.
Ah, okay. So you can visualize processes. That's useful.
Definitely. There's also a gallery view, better for visual stuff, maybe product catalogs or image assets, and a calendar view for anything database, like scheduling.
So the same underlying data can be viewed in completely different ways depending on the task.
Exactly. The data itself is separate from how you look at it. That flexibility is pretty key for building something beyond just a simple list.
Okay, so the front end looks approachable, flexible, feature-rich for non-tech users. But you mentioned Postgres in the tagline. That sounds serious.
It is. And that's the core differentiator, really, the no-code Postgres part.
What does that actually mean for the user?
It means that when you create a table in Teeble's simple interface, you are directly creating a real table on a physical Postgres database behind the scenes.
Ah, So it's not some proprietary, lightweight database they built themselves.
Nope. They're leveraging a mature, powerful, enterprise-grade database engine. Postgres is known for handling huge amounts of data reliably.
And that's the key to the scalability claim, managing millions of rows.
That's the promise. Because it's built on Postgres, it inherits that power. They talk about seconds to react, even with massive data sets, like a million rows or more.
Which is where many other no-code tools start to choke.
Exactly. Those platforms often falter at such scales, as they put it. No business wants to build their core operations on a tool only to be told they'll outgrow it once they hit, say, 100,000 orders or customers.
Right, that's a nightmare scenario. You're locked in and performance tanks.
Tibble aims to avoid that completely. It's designed to grow with you, handling lots of data from day one. Right now, it supports SQLite for development, which is easy, and Postgres for production.
So using Postgres isn't just about speed, is it? It implies reliability too.
Absolutely. It's about data integrity. Postgres is robust, transactional. Your data is safer, managed more professionally than in, say, a spreadsheet or a less mature database system. It gives even small teams that enterprise level of data safety.
Okay, but Postgres isn't exactly known for being click and play. How do they bridge that gap for developers? It sounds like they're trying to appeal to tech users too.
They are. It's quite unusual for a no-code tool. They seem to understand that eventually businesses need deeper integration or customization.
So how do developers interact with it?
They offer direct SQL query access. So if you know SQL, you can query the underlying Postgres database directly.
Wow, okay. That opens things up.
Yeah, and they provide an SDK, a software development kit, which lets developers build extensions, plugins, custom logic.
So if the no-code interface isn't enough, you can bring in developers to build on top.
Precisely. The idea is you don't hit a hard ceiling. The non-tech users stay in the friendly interface, but developers aren't locked out when more advanced needs arise. They can work with it like a standard database.
But hang on, giving SQL access, isn't that risky? Could a beginner accidentally break things using the simple UI if there's raw SQL access somewhere?
That's a good point. It comes down to permissions and roles, presumably. The direct SQL access and SDK would be for specific developer roles, not your average user clicking around the grid view.
Okay, so there are guardrails.
Yeah, the interface acts as the guardrail for the typical user. The advanced tools are there for those who need them, likely with stricter access controls. It's about accommodating the whole life cycle of a growing application.
And this openness extends to how you deploy it, right? The licensing.
Yes, and this is really important. The Community Edition is free and open source under the AGPL license.
AGPL. That's one of the strong copyleft licenses, isn't it? Ensures derivative works stay open.
It is. But the key takeaway for most users is the freedom it gives you. You can self-host it,
Yeah.
put it on your own servers using Docker, or use one of those one-click deployment platforms.
So no vendor lock-in.
Exactly. That's a huge fear with proprietary cloud platforms.
Yeah.
With Tibble's Community Edition, you own the instance, you control the data, you're not trapped if pricing changes or the company pivots. That freedom is massive for long-term planning.
That really tackles what some call the no-code paradox. The easier it is, the less control you have. Tibble sees you saying you can have both.
That's the goal, ease of use without sacrificing control or scalability.
Which brings us to data control and privacy. If I'm not self-hosting, where does my data live? How secure is it? Especially using that enterprise backbone.
Crucial question, especially with sensitive data. Most no-code tools are cloud only. Your data sits on their servers.
Which means you're dependent on them for uptime, security, everything. And switching is painful.
Extremely painful. Tibble offers the choice. You can use their cloud service, sure, but you can also deploy it on-premise, on your own infrastructure, or even run it locally if needed.
Choice is key. And they have certifications.
Yeah, they mentioned ISO 9001 and ISO 27001. Basically, certifications for quality management and information security standards. It signals a commitment to doing things properly, reducing risk for businesses using their platform.
So private deployment means full data sovereignty. You control where it is, who accesses it.
Right, blending that no-code ease with serious enterprise security controls.
Okay, now for the really buzzy part, AI. It sounds like it's baked in deep, not just tacked on. They call Tibble the database agent. What does that mean?
It suggests AI is fundamental to how it operates, moving beyond just a database UI into something that builds for you.
How so? Like generating things automatically?
Yeah, the vision is quite ambitious. They say you can use a single prompt, just type what you need, and it can generate the live database, the application interface, and even the automations to go with it.
Whoa. Can you give an example? What would that look like?
Okay, imagine you run a small bakery. You could prompt something like, create an order tracking system with customer details, order items, delivery dates, and a Kanban view showing order status from received to delivered.
And Teeble just builds that.
As the database agent, the idea is it interprets that, designs the database tables, customer table, order table, etc., sets up the fields, creates the Kanban view, and maybe even basic automations for moving orders along. It turns your request into a functional app.
That's potentially a massive time saver. A huge leap in making complex setups accessible.
It really lowers the barrier to creating structured applications.
But AI models. They mentioned supporting DeepSeek, OpenAI, Claude, and even self-hosted models. If I'm self-hosting Teeble, does managing those AI models become my problem? Is that complex?
Well, self-hosting any large language model, LLM, involves technical setup, definitely. But Teeble's approach seems to be about providing the integration points.
This is flexible?
It seems so. It's designed with API compatibility in mind. You can plug in your preferred model, whether it's a commercial one via API or one you run privately for maximum data control. Again, avoiding lock-in, even with the AI component.
So you choose your AI, you choose your hosting. It keeps coming back to flexibility and control.
That seems to be the recurring theme, yes.
And what about really large organizations? With complex security needs, is there something more?
That's where the Enterprise Edition comes in. It adds features specifically for larger deployments, things like advanced admin controls, audit logs, and something they call the Authority Matrix.
Authority Matrix. Sounds serious.
It implies very granular permission controls, managing exactly who can see and edit what data, down to specific roles or fields, essential for compliance in regulated industries like finance or healthcare. It ensures the platform scales not just in data volume, but also in governance complexity.
Okay, let's try and wrap this up. What we've seen is Teeble attempting to square a circle. It starts with this really simple, familiar spreadsheet interface, easy entry point.
Right, very accessible.
But underneath, it's powered by Postgres, giving it serious scalability for millions of rows and enterprise-grade reliability.
Avoiding the usual no-code performance ceiling.
Plus, it offers genuine freedom through its open-source community edition and self-hosting options, tackling vendor lock-in head-on.
Control over your data and deployment.
And then it layers on this ambitious AI integration, acting as a database agent, to potentially build apps from simple prompts while still letting you choose your AI model.
It's a pretty compelling package, aiming to serve everyone from a single user ditching Excel to a large enterprise needing custom secure applications.
It really does seem to offer that blend of ease, power, and control.
Flexibility seems to be the watchword.
So it leaves us with a final thought for you, the listener, to chew on. If tools like Teeble make it possible for almost anyone to build high-performance, scalable applications and maintain full control over their data through self-hosting, what does that mean for the role of the traditional software developer and businesses?
Yeah, does their role shift more towards being, I don't know, architects, integrators, curators of these powerful building blocks rather than just writing every line of code from scratch?
Something to think about as these no-code and low-code platforms get even more powerful.
A fascinating question for the future.
And remember, our exploration of Teeble today was supported by SafeServer. If you're considering self-hosting powerful open-source tools like this, SafeServer focuses on providing the robust infrastructure you need for that digital transformation journey. Check them out at www.safeserver.de. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.